Right.
讲个故事啊。
Tell me a story.
超级魔幻,250块钱的地摊货。
Super magical 250 Yuan Street Fender Goods.
在一个拍卖行里拍出了168万。拍卖行的经理亲自做局。
In an auction, 168,000 was auctioned off. The auction manager was involved in the scheme.
这个长达五年的局。
This five-year situation.
最后卷走了藏家5亿。时间。
The last one took away 500 million in time.
回到十年前。
Go back to 10 years ago.
山东青岛的藏家李平认识了北京保利拍卖公司书画部的经理。
Li Ping, a collector from Qingdao, Shandong, met the manager of the book and calligraphy department of Beijing Poly Auction.
乔某，第一次见面呢
？The first time I met him.
这乔某送上了一件见面礼。
This person, Joe, brought a gift for the meeting.
就是帮这个藏家鉴定出了一件赝品。
I helped a collector identify a fake.
从此
，from now on，
这个李平就对乔某深信不疑。
I Ping deeply trusted Joe.
300
from now on，
他自己说的3-500万之内的藏品。
His own collection, consisting of items worth between 3 and 5 million,
就直接让乔某替他举牌啊。
Just tell him to have Joe do it for him.
替他做决定。
Make decisions for him.
乔某呢，又把公司古董瓷器部的一个高级经理，姓翟的。
The guy named Joe also took a senior manager from the company's antique porcelain department, whose name was Xiao.
上海的另一个古玩商叫叶某的，都介绍给李平。
I introduced another antique dealer in Shanghai, a man named Yi, to Li Ping. Oh,
哎，你看，一场精心围猎的局。
Watch a carefully orchestrated game.
就此展开了。
This is where the story begins.
这翟某和乔某呢，就常年就开始陪着李平参加各种收藏的活动。
The people Meng Zhai and Cairo often accompanied Li Ping in various collecting activities.
但是啊，从不让他跟其他的行家、独立的鉴定师接触。
But I never let him contact other independent appraisers.
只要李平私下想找人估价。
As long as Li Ping wants to find someone privately for appraisal.
那两人就以圈外的人是容易看走眼的。
Those two were easy to be overlooked by outsiders.
普通的机构不专业。
Ordinary institutions are unprofessional.
就是拦下他。
Stop him.
所以李平的所有信息。
Therefore, all the information about Li Ping.
所有来源啊。
All sources.
知识来源都被这三个专业人士牢牢地垄断了。
These three professionals have a monopoly on the sources of knowledge.
随着时机的成熟
，as the time comes，
一张大网就可以收了。
One big net can catch it.
这翟某负责对接供货的古玩老板。
This person named Jai is responsible for contacting the antique dealer who supplies goods.
私下谈好底价和分成的比例。
We agreed on the bottom price and profit sharing ratio in private.
然后他把仿品包装成那些官窑重器。
Then he packaged the fakes as genuine pieces from famous imperial kilns.
还把它塞到拍卖图录里去。
also put it in the auction record.
然后在拍卖的现场，
Then, at the auction site,
这乔某就安排亲戚和员工来办理号牌。
this person, Joe, arranged for relatives and employees to handle the license.
就装作互不认识的外地藏家轮番举牌。
They pretended to be strangers and foreign collectors, taking turns to raise their hands.
把价格抬到目标位，托。
Raise a price to reach the target.
哎，
L.
那个事先预定的托立刻停手。
The pre-booked child care immediately stopped.
礼评落锤，成交。交割之后呢？
After Li Ping completed the hammer auction,
这乔某、
this person,
翟某、
Mr. Chai,
叶某就跟货主按照约定分钱。
The person in question divided the money with the owner according to the agreed terms.
从现在查实的31件拍品里啊。
From the 31 real items that have been verified so far,
乔某一个人就分走了768万，哎。
This guy alone got 768,000 yuan.
最后168万拍下的乾隆梅瓶鉴定的结果。
The final 1.68 million shots of the Qianlong Meiping assessment.
现代仿品只值250块。
Modern replica worth 250.
140万拍下的景德镇绿釉瓶也是现代仿品，价值300块。
A 1.4 million shot of Jingdezhen green glaze bottle is also a modern imitation worth 300 yuan.
当然，就算真品也没逃过啊。
Of course.Even genuine products can't escape.
有一个从那个货主那里170万收的。
I got one from that owner for 170,000.
最后卖给李平335万。
Finally sold to Li Ping for 3,500,000.
货主850万收的。
The owner received 850,000.
卖给李平2,035万。
Sell to Li Ping for 2,035,000.
这中间的差价就全部被这三个人私分了。
The difference in the middle was all divided up by these three people.
前前后后一共经手40多件藏品吧。
I've handled over 40 items in total from start to finish.
5亿啊。
500 million.
直到2023年啊。
Until 2023.
有个朋友到李平家里去做客就。
A friend came to Li Ping's house for a visit.
看到了他的几件藏品。
I saw some of his collections.
说不对啊。
It's wrong.
你这个要去鉴定一下，李平。
You should have her checked out by a doctor.
这才去查，这一查。
Now I'll check it out.
李平这才知道啊。
Li Ping finally realized.
自己那页是一被安排的明明白白的一个猎物。
The page 11 was clearly arranged as a prey.
哎。
I'll...
帮他见过赝品的那个人
，The person who helped him see the forgery，
恰恰是最后卖给他赝品的人。
It was the last person to sell him a fake。
这个案子是在几年前呢
？When did this case happen？
判决的这个乔某是诈骗。
The defendant, Mr. Cairo, is found guilty of fraud。
判了14年6个月，翟某判了12年。
14 years and 6 months, Zhu Yimou sentenced to 12 years.
还有那个叶某提前跑了。
There was also that person, Leaf, who ran away beforehand.
还在追逃中间，5亿。
Still pursuing the fifth richest man in China,
绝大部分是没有追回来的。
Most of them had not been recovered.
你看，整套的骗局用的是正规的拍卖行流程。
I see that the entire scam uses a regular auction process.
有拍卖室。
There is a bidding room.
有落锤。
There are exits.
有成交价。
There is a deal.
有佣金发票啊。
Do you have a receipt with commission?
在外人眼里。
In the eyes of outsiders.
每一笔都是合法交易。
Each transaction is legitimate.
其实是一个巨大的局。
In fact, it's a huge trap.
而这个圈子里显然不止乔某一个人啊。
And it seems that this circle is not just about one person, namely Mr. Joe.
最近又牵出来一个更加魔幻的事儿。
Something even more magical has just happened.
这河北的一个藏家丁先生想卖一幅石鲁的名画。
This collector, Mr. Ding from Hebei, wants to sell a famous painting by Xi Lu.
保留价说我是1200万。
I'm offering a price of 1,200,000.
然后这个圈内的朋友啊
Then this friend in the circle
有个姓朱的朱某
A man named you、
哦、哎
I'll
建议他到上海嘉禾拍卖、哎、
Suggest that he go to Shanghai Jire Auction
也就是上面说的这个拍卖行
The auction house mentioned above
上海嘉禾拍卖行说有神秘大买家会买。
Shanghai Jire Auction House said that there is a mysterious big buyer who will buy.
然后这个朱某呢就让丁先生签了个质押协议。
Then Mr. Chu made Ding sign a detention agreement.
拍卖
Auction.
那天朱某说大买家一定会来的。
That day, Zhu said that a big buyer would definitely come.
最后他又安排了两个托儿办号牌。
Finally, he arranged two daycare center nameplates.
结果大买家根本没出现。
There were no major buyers.
这朱某啊就让丁先生坐在托儿旁边说
This guy, Zhu, just sat next to Mr. Ding and talked about childcare.
跟他说啊
Tell him
你配合举牌就行了
Just cooperate and raise your hand
结果全场一共就只叫了三四家
The results were only from a few companies in the whole competition
然后这个丁先生就喊到680万的时候
And Mr. Ding shouted 680 million
拍卖师就突然落锤了
The auction hammer suddenly fell.
这画面是不是很像赵本山的小品卖拐？结果
Does this scene look like the selling traps scene from Zhao Benchen's skit?
丁先生就拍回了自己的话、啊、
Mr. Ding, he just shot back his words.
1200万保留的话
1,000,000 words to keep.
被他自己用680万拍回来了。
He was shot with 680,000 yuan.
哎呀
，Oh，
还要交佣金，卖拐式落锤。
Still need to pay a commission to sell the case of trafficking.
你去当托帮别人抬价。
Go and be a nanny, help someone carry their feet.
结果锤子一响
，Result, Hammer thought，
你成了那个接盘的人。
You became the person who borrowed the disc.
而这个朱某就是李平案里乔某的那个同伙。
And this shoe is the same as Joe in the Li Ping case, a co-conspirator.
他们是一个圈子的。
They are a group.
最近啊，这个上海的市场监管局啊、商务委啊、拍卖协会啊，已经介入调查上海嘉禾拍卖了。
Recently, the Shanghai Municipal Administration for Market Regulations Commerce Bureau has intervened in a bidding process of Shanghai Hegel Auction Company Limited.
啊，都是在这间公司发生的。
What happened in this company?
河间的公安呢，也在继续侦办这个朱某的案子。
And this police department is also continuing to investigate the case of Zhu.
山东警方也在追查叶某和武艺诈骗的完整链条。
The Shandong police have also traced the complete chain of fraud by Li and Wu.
这个事情后面如果有进展，
If there are any further developments on this matter,
我会接着跟大家讲啊。
I will continue to talk about it with everyone.
首页关注件数。
Home, follow Uncle Giant.